SBS Radio.
Kasama natin isang nurse, nanay at isang dating midwife, Judith Gasik. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Judith.
Magandang umaga, Arlene.
Yes, isa kang dating midwife sa Pilipinas, pero ngayon isa kang nurse. But why the change of career, sabi nga?
Yeah, actually it was not purposely that I changed. Kaso lang, when I arrived here in Australia, my midwifery qualification in the Philippines, it wasn't recognized. So, because in here in Australia back then, you have to finish first Bachelor of Nursing. And then after finishing Bachelor of Nursing, you have to do a specialty or another further study of 15 months midwifery so that you can get a registration as a midwife.
So, ibig sabihin, nag-aral ka ng nursing dito. Were you aiming to pursue midwifery then?
Yeah, in the beginning, I was aiming to do midwifery. But when it was on my last year of university, I felt pregnant. I had a baby. So it was just like pretty hard because my priority was my baby. So that's why I didn't pursue for another 15 months. And also as a nurse at the moment, I'm happy and contented about it.
Pero sayang yung experience mo for more than 11 years sa Pilipinas as a midwife.
I know. It was really a pity that I didn't continue. Yeah, but you never know.
Sabi nga
kung sa target.
Kung saan ang landas na tatahakin mo, hindi mo alam.
That's right. I think I'm destined here to be a nurse. And yeah, I'm enjoying it. I love it so much. So, yes.
Mm-mm. Pero balikan lang natin. Siyempre, nung isa kang midwife sa Pilipinas, you've seen women give birth. Gaano ka special yun?
It's really nice feeling. Just like women delivering babies, nakikita mo na, you know, getting into mommy's tummy, crying, and you can see it's a gift of life. It's really nice witnessing those moments.
At yeah. Now that you are a nurse, 10 years in the service, may kaibahan syempre, no? Because back then, you helped deliver the baby. Pero ngayon, you look after o sa pangangalaga na. Ano yung specialty mo as a nurse?
I work in a general nursing at the moment, which is day surgery. And also, it's we have just like emergency overflow patients, which is really a busy environment. But being busy, I love it. Yeah, ang ganda ng feeling being busy. Minsan talagang nakakapagod. Pero at the end of the day, it's fulfilling and yeah.
10 years in the service as a nurse, what were the biggest challenges na kinaharap mo? Yung parang ayoko nang maging nurse.
The biggest challenge is when just like it's just really, we call it yung sinasabi namin minsan, hindi lang busy, kundi crazy busy. Yung kumbaga ba, you can't give the best possible care that you're expecting from yourself towards your patient kasi nga sobrang busy. Kumbaga minsan, you don't even have enough time to just like to listen to their story because you have ang dami mong priorities. So that's the thing because for me as a nurse or like every other nurses, you really want to give the possible care to get the best possible outcome from the patient's perspective to make their experience in the hospital really positive.
Mm-mm. Siguro sa lahat ng nurse yan ang layunin o aim na gawin, ano?
Oh, yun talaga yung goal natin na bibigay natin yung best possible care natin towards the patient. Kaso lang, in the real world, sobrang busy. So that's why it's a bit sometimes frustrating kung hindi mo mabigay lahat ng care, especially if your standard is a bit high or, you know, giving, yeah. But I think you have sometimes to be a bit in the middle to just get there, yeah.
Oo. Pag sinabing sobrang busy, madaming pasyente o maraming ginagawa?
Madaming pasyente, maraming ginagawa.
Pareho.
Pareho, yeah.
Oo.
But it depends on the activity of care. Kasi minsan may mga pasyente na very sick and then you have to give a lot of care and there's some patients coming in as well in your care. But the best thing you can do is just to ask help. You can just say, hang on, it's medyo talagang busy ako. Pwede ba niyo ako matulungan? Yeah, it's just about delegating as well.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. para yung trabaho medyo gumaan ganyan.
Oo. Alam natin sa Australia, pwede nating sabihin na walang ospital na walang Pilipinong nurse. So sa lahat ng ospital, merong Filipino nurse.
Always. You can tell by the smile and the accent. Ang daming Filipino nurses. Yeah.
Mm-mm. So tingin mo, bilang isang nurse dito sa Australia, ano yung pinakamahalagang kasanayan o sabi nga ay kaugalian at katangian ng mga Filipino nurses na talagang it makes the Filipinos proud na maraming mga Filipino nurses dito sa Australia?
One thing that really I notice, as Filipino nurses, we are very hardworking. We really give our best to our patients, and also really just we have high expectations of ourselves. And one thing as well, we are very friendly, polite. We have a very good bedside manner, and we are always positive. Just like sinasabi natin parati, even with my workmates, oh, we are Filipino, we can do it. Yeah, even back in my university, I had few Filipino friends. Sometimes we were really struggling, but we said, dugong Filipino, laban tayo.
Mm.
Things like that. And we always have a smile on our face, you know, even if it's in a hard time, so we still manage to smile.
Sa pagtatrabaho mo as a nurse, meron ka bang hindi makakalimutan na kwento sa trabaho mo na talagang tumatak sa isipan mo at sa puso mo?
The most memorable part, the only thing that I always remember is one of the funny stories that's really parati kong maalala. I think it's a bit funny. I don't know if I have to tell you this.
You can tell.
Yeah. It's all about just like coming here in Australia, our Australian accent, we have different accent compared to Filipino. Yung isa kong experience during my first year of nursing, you know, the accent, the pronunciation, my patient asked me for pan. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a bedpan. And I returned to my patient and give her a pen, a ball pen. And she looked at me just like, oh, I don't need this. And I said, were you asking for a pen? She said, no, it's a pan, a bedpan. Yeah, so somehow it was really just like, you know, funny, but I feel just like, oh my God, hindi ko pala naiintindihan yung accent nila.
Mm-mm.
Things like that. And yeah, it's more on communications really towards my patients in the beginning that it was a bit of a challenge to me.
Mm-mm. Ano naman ang ginawa mo to overcome that challenge?
To overcome those challenges, just like I tried to listen to the television news, radio stations, things like that, and communicate with, you know, Australian people, Australian nurses to get their accent. So in that sense, after a few years, I'm fine. Yeah.
Oh, sa kwento mo na yan, kumbaga medyo nakakatuwa, no? Pero alam natin sa mga ibang nurses, medyo mabibigat yung mga nararanasan nila ng mga kwento o karanasan sa pagtatrabaho as a nurse. Wala ka bang ganung experience na negative experience working as a nurse?
My negative experience when I was, I think it was on my first year of practice, just like not giving just like enough information to the patients, what they can't do and they cannot do. It's just like miscommunications wherein yung doctor nagalit because I didn't really just like give a clear instructions towards the patients.
Mm-mm.
So yung care was a bit compromised. Instead na operahan yung pasyente the next day, it was postponed because of the miscommunications or you know, because of could be sometimes language barrier. So that's the thing. And yeah, so it gave me a lesson that, especially if a patient came from a non-English speaking background. So you have to really just like give a clear instructions, get some help in order to promote the best possible care.
Mm-mm. Para sa'yo, bilang isang Filipino nurse, ano yung katangian mo na talagang stand out ka sa tingin mo? In terms of taking care of your patients?
I'm very patient. I show that I really care. I'm efficient nurse. And about listening and being empathetic to patient.
Sa trabaho mo, alam natin, madalas mahabang work shift yan, ano? How do you manage your time with your family? And also, being a mother, may time ka ba to look after your child?
Yes, I always spend time with my daughter. I know it's very hard to do a shift work, but I think sometimes it's just a matter of organizing your time and also having a supportive family or hubby, husband being there. Yeah, so I still manage that. It's just looking ahead what will happen or if there's any activities happening. Kasi maraming mga activity yung mga bata dito. It's just about organizing the time. And yeah, it's not easy. It's just sometimes gets really hard and medyo mainit ulo pagdating. Mainit ang ulo, just really. Yeah, it's hard, but as long as you're positive and then there's really love that's within you to care about your family, it makes life easier.
Mm-mm. Ano ang challenge mo bilang isang nanay dito sa Australia?
The challenge is just a juggle. It's a juggle of your time from work, coming, rushing, because you know that you have to take your kids to sports, to piano, to any activities, things like that. So it's just really a juggle, and also, syempre ang dami mong trabaho sa bahay, wala kang katulong, you can't expect na pagdating mo may nakaluto na, or you can't expect na marinito yung bahay mo, you have to do it yourself. So it's really, it's hard, but you're just getting used to it, Annalyn. It's just, yeah.
Alam natin sa pag-aalaga sa mga anak, sa Pilipinas, meron tayong pwedeng mahingian ng tulong. Malapit ang mga magulang natin, malapit ang kapatid. Someone can be there for us. Dito sa Australia, paano mo hinaharap yung mga pagkakataon na sana nandito ang nanay ko na pwedeng tumulong sa akin?
That's right. So in that sense, kasi it's only my husband and we have also friends around. But sometimes, let's say, hindi ko ma-pick up yung anak ko kasi my husband has appointment or something. So I have some social network at school or friends that you have to organize and say, hindi ko pwedeng ma-pick up yung anak ko ngayon. I will be running late, or would you be able to pick up my kid? So you need to anticipate what will happen. You have to organize time at least, you know, to let your friends know that your kid need to be picked up by them. Mm-hmm. Yung mga ganun. Yeah. Oh. It's just about, I think, it's social network, having friend around you that can support, and at the same time as well, when they're in trouble, I am always there as well to support them. Or yung ano lang, bigayan lang ng time kung sino yung talagang walang time na mag-pick up ng anak or yung mga ganun.
At since Mother's Day this Sunday, are you expecting something special for Mother's Day? O ano yung sa tingin mo makakapagpasaya sa'yo for Mother's Day?
Oh, my daughter, she's lovely. Yung every Mother's Day, sinasabi niya, Mommy, you don't need to get out of bed for breakfast. I will serve everything for you. And surprisingly, she will serve. You know, last year, akala ko napaka-special. Yun pala, it's only cereals. But it's, Mommy, I have special breakfast for you. I said, what's that, darling? It's cereals, Mommy. So, that's great. But it's not about what she serves, but it's just like the thoughts that she serves something for you. And she said, I'll look after you today. Just take it easy. Things like that. And she always writes a letter for me. That's really, just like, it just melts your heart. Yeah, it's really nice. And also, of course, my husband always organizing something for Mother's Day. Yeah.
Ano yung pinakamasayang bahagi ng pagiging isang ina?
I can't explain. It's just really a nice, beautiful feeling deep inside me as a mother. Kahit sobrang pagod mo na, pero pagdating mo sa bahay, you have still the energy to look after your kids. If they ask help, can you do this fun for me, Mimi? Can you help me for this? Can you take me to my activity? I don't know where you're getting your energy. It's just like it's a gift. It's a privilege being a mom. Yeah, I think it's the love that makes give you an energy, give you plenty of motivations to do things for your kids.
And does it help na you are a trained nurse looking after your child?
Actually, it helps. But sometimes when your kid is not well, it's just like you're thinking of the worst. Things like that. It helps because I think because, you know, we as nurses, we know plenty of things. It helps, yeah, especially the time management bit where we're used, you know, that you apply at work, you apply also into your family setting, in-house, yeah.
Yes. Last na lang, ano yung message mo for Mother's Day? For your mom or for other moms na nakikinig sa atin?
I think the best message that I can give is we need to make the most of it because kids are growing up too fast, very quickly. So it's a privilege being a mother. It's a really special gift from God. So I think we have to treasure it. I know it's not easy being a mom. We work hard. We make sure that our children are equipped with skills, knowledge, and ability to make them competent in this world and to be a competent human being. But the best thing is we just need to enjoy, make the most out of it, spend time with our children, listen to them. Even the things, how are you, how was your day? It's a good thing also to, just to know how they're going. Yeah.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Looking forward to that. To you too. Happy Mother's Day.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.